Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with your weekly Commissioner Podcast. 2019 rapidly disappearing, 2020 on the horizon, and we're blessed to have had such a great year here in Carroll County and really looking forward to what 2020 is going to bring. So that's sort of the theme for today, as this will be the last time that I will talk with you in 2019. I would like to just take a brief moment to relive some of the highlights in county government that have occurred in 2019. So early in 2019, gosh, it seems just like yesterday, but it's been many, many months ago, we watched a tough legislative session and watched what all was coming there as a result of decisions that are being made in Annapolis. And some of those came to fruition, others did not, but we continue to watch and work with our legislators as we are rapidly approaching a new legislative session. Right after that, we balanced a very difficult budget here in Carroll County. And I got to tell you that for two of the newer colleagues that I work with, it was an eye-opening experience. For the other two that I've worked with for the last 4 years, it was sort of business as usual, if you will, because we try to be very, very mindful of what is in our citizens' wallets and the fact that we have to spend wisely and spend within our means. So a very, very difficult budget that included some education spending that we couldn't get to a good point in. And finally, at the last hour, came up with a reasonable way in which to get what they wanted in order to move forward in the best manner that they could. And we did. We balanced what became a very, very difficult budget and have been working under that budget for over half of a year now. And things are working well, and we're rolling ahead with that. We were also blessed to go through our credit rating agency hearings, and we again received a triple A rating across the board. That certainly means a lot for everybody, as it trickles down to not only things that we do here in the county, but those that are operating here in this county. Our businesses, both large, medium, and small, all large, medium, and small businesses, and everybody who operates here, having that triple A rating is huge. So again, a congratulations to all those that were involved in that. After that, we were able to realize a great interest rate that allowed us to see about $5 million worth of savings over the next 10 years, which means really that we were able to free up about $500,000 a year for the next 10 years that we will put to good use. So we'll see where the new budget comes along. So kudos to everyone involved in that. Recently saw our Veterans Services receive a state award down at the Maryland Association of Counties Conference in Cambridge that occurred 2 weeks ago now. Carroll County was recognized for its Veterans Services. And let's be clear about this, ladies and gentlemen. We have the best Veterans Services Department in the state of Maryland, and we are way out ahead of all of our surrounding jurisdictions when it comes to the services that we provide for our very, very important veterans. And it's interesting, just as a side note, last Saturday, my wife and I were involved in Wreaths Across America again, and once again, Carroll County out in front, we've got more cemeteries now involved in Wreaths Across America than any jurisdiction in the state. I think we're up to like 17 cemeteries now. I actually had the honor to speak at Pleasant Valley Cemetery and little old Pleasant Valley Cemetery, 127 veterans buried there. So if you don't think the smaller cemeteries are important, think again. A huge thank you to Babel and Vault for all that they've done to bring what has turned into be an extremely successful day. I'm just hopeful that maybe next year at Wreaths Across America, the sun comes out. But again, kudos to all of our folks that are involved in veteran services, from our shuttle to all the things that we do. We are the leaders in the state. We are rapidly approaching 75,000 acres of ag preservation. That is extremely, extremely congratulatory to everybody who's involved with that. When I got into this seat 5 years ago, I said that I would maintain that balance here, that balance of good economic growth, the right housing, the right roads, and ag preservation that continues to honor what we have done here in this county for hundreds of years and continues to show our legacy. Agriculture is extremely important here, and I will continue to support that. But again, we are rapidly approaching 75,000. The goal was 100,000, so we're getting there. As a matter of fact, in 2020, we're going to realize a ceremony to honor all of those, and that will be occurring around fall harvest days, so more to come on that. And last but certainly not least, and this is just a brief list, ladies and gentlemen, we are very, very close to enhancing our law enforcement disability pensions for those individuals that get injured in the line of duty. That's been hard work. I can tell you that the folks that work in our detention center have never had any disability pension. What we're going to soon make a decision on within the next week is bringing that so that those folks have some protection over there. So we're very proud of that too, and we continue to be proud of our law enforcement. So that's just a really, really brief list of what's happened in 2019. Let me quickly address 2020 and what we're looking forward to. So just real quick wish list here. And I think you all know, many of you who know me know what my first priority is going to be. And that is we are going to be hiring a fire director or a director of fire and emergency medical services here in Carroll County to begin the process of building a career system that will be supplementing our 14 volunteer fire stations. And I can't say that enough. Supplementing our volunteer fire stations. They're not going anywhere. And what we are merely going to be doing is building that good combination system where we will be infusing career people into our volunteer houses. Listen, let's be clear. It's getting tougher and tougher every day to find people who want to run into burning buildings while everybody else is running out. So we're going to be hiring someone soon after the first of the year to begin that process, and I very much look forward to that. We are also going to be keeping our eye on Annapolis. January the 8th starts the legislative session, and the big, big topic of discussion down there this year is going to be Kerwin education funding. And when experts put the price tag of $4 billion, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's billion with a B. Guess who's going to be responsible for that? You, the taxpayers. So I started out my podcast by saying we are mindful of what's in our citizens' wallets. Trust me when I tell you, we're going to be all over that, and I'm going to make sure that this unbelievable, absurd number of $4 billion is not put on the backs of our citizens. If the state wants to increase education funding to that level, then it's on them to come up with the right way to do it and not put it on the backs of our citizens. Education is extremely important, and I have many people in the school system, my daughter, my wife, my brother, my mom and dad retired from there. But let's be clear, there are other important things as well. Is it about the children? Absolutely. It's also about the children when we provide safe roads, the safest county in the state, and the list goes on. So you get my drift. We're going to be keeping a big eye on that. I'm out of time. I've got a lot more on my wish list for 2020, but let me conclude by saying it has been an honor to serve in this capacity for the last 5 years as one of your elected commissioners. I very much am blessed by the fact that I work with four good colleagues. I appreciate the dialogue that we have each and every day. We get to great conclusions by some really great dialogue, and I certainly do appreciate that. So, 2020 rapidly approaching. I'll close by saying, please be mindful of all that goes on, not only just during this holiday season, but each and every day. Continue to be safe. Put the phones down. Stop texting while you're driving. It can't be that important that you either can't pull over or you wait until you get to a destination and answer folks. I continue to see people on their phones when they pull up beside me on the red lights every single day. Let's be safe out there. As the weather changes here too, I'm sure we're in for some precipitation that none of us like, and I'm not going to come up with that and mention that S word, but it'll be coming. So everyone, stay safe out there. And here is my best to all of you for a blessed holiday season and the happiest of New Year's. Take care, everyone. Thank you. And have a wonderful, safe holiday season. This has been Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly Commissioners Podcast.